Washington, this is VOA News. Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opened his weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, reaching out to Israel's most important ally, the U.S., and its new leader, Donald Trump. Netanyahu said he had a telephone conversation with Mr. Trump and was invited to Washington next month. Netanyahu says he hopes to turn the page on a sore spot with previous White House administration. That's Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, built on land that the Palestinians claim for a future state. U.S.-Israeli relations plunged to a new low when, in the last days of the Obama presidency, the administration allowed a tough resolution condemning the settlements to pass the U.N. Security Council. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country in a deal brokered by West African leaders. People took to the streets to celebrate Jammeh's departure and Barrow's leadership. A 23-year-old student said that he supports Barrow 100%. He was joined by hundreds of others who had similar comments. One lady said that she would not have been allowed to enter the street in celebration under Jammeh's rule. There is no word right now when Barrow will be returning to Gambia. Also in the news, a Cameroon military helicopter has crashed near the country's northern border with Nigeria, killing the commander of the nation's troops. Also, three others have died. General Jacob Koji was coordinating the flight against the Boko Haram insurgency that has left 25,000 people dead. This is VOA News. The White House says President Trump will meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto at the White House on January 1st during a staff meeting. Mr. Trump spoke about the agenda. Sorry we don't have that sound for you right now. The president also said that he plans to meet soon with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, as well as British Prime Minister Theresa May. Kazakhstan is hosting a meeting between Syrian opposition and government delegates. The talks organizers, Russia, Syria, and Turkey, are hoping to eventually get to the two sides to make an effort to end Syria's 6-year civil war. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said his government is ready to discuss everything at the talks, while rebel factions say they will limit their focus to enforcement of an ongoing truce and humanitarian issues. Italian rescue workers have found the body of a man in the wreckage of a hotel in central Italy that was buried in an avalanche last week. 2 days after that avalanche, rescue teams found alive 10 people, including 2 children. That avalanche has hit the hotel likely was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. Investigation into the tragedy has been opened by a court, with some saying the emergency response was slow. The first rescuers arrived 11 hours after the avalanche hit, they said largely due to heavy snow conditions. After Sunday voting in France, the center-leading Manuel Valls will face the more liberal Benoît Hamon in a runoff on January 29th, when French left-leaning voters will choose their candidate to confront conservative and nationalist rivals in the presidential election. Hamon won by more than 36% of the vote to Valls' 31%. With Europe shifting to the right politically and the deeply unpopular current president François Hollande ruling himself out, the competition is expected to be tough for the socialist nominee in the race in the April-May presidential election. The biggest issues are European Union membership, immigration, and the economy. Venezuelan officials may face U.S. sanctions for profiting from food shortages that have contributed to hunger in the country. Calls for possible sanctions by U.S. lawmakers come in response to an Associated Press investigation that found trafficking in hard-to-find food has become big business in Venezuela, with the military at the heart of the graft. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.